This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Of course, Ben is the tennis writer for the New York Times. He was in the studio here with us last week with Cathy Anderson and myself. We previewed the tennis, and it's been a fairly big week. You don't get much into the tennis, do you?
Me? No.
Well, you don't get into it, but I do. You know that I'm a bit obsessed. I'm up all hours of the night watching it. Ben Rothenberg is on the line. Ben, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. You've woken up to President Trump now as your new leader.
Oh. Yeah, no. I've had a bunch of late nights at the Open. I've been up, you know, routinely till like 4, 5 a.m. sometimes, and I made absolutely sure that I was completely asleep when that happened this morning. So I have not seen any of it. I've been able to avoid photos.
You'll deal with it when you go home. Your first lady looked elegant in blue, I'm led to believe. Hey, let's talk about the biggest upset of the tournament so far, the defeat of Novak Djokovic, by Dennis Istomin. People keep saying, oh, you know, he's wild card and da-da-da-da-da. He's been as high as 33 in the world, I think, hasn't he?
Yeah, no, Dennis Istomin was definitely somebody who is a player who I had always had a lot of respect for his game when I saw him. I mean, he was, like you said, 33 in the world and was just a very clean, you know, big, strong, powerful player. And so I sort of rated him a lot higher than his results, you know, sort of deserved. As he came close to beating Djokovic, I started digging back into his record, and he was only, I think, 1-32 in his career against top 10 opponents, which is not good at all.
He'd taken sets off. He'd taken sets off Rafa and Roger Federer and that ilk in previous tournaments. I just thought watching it that Djokovic was really passive from the get-go.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Djokovic just hasn't, since Wimbledon, really, he just hasn't had that same sort of spark or killer instinct that he had before. And that's those sort of intangibles and those sort of, that extra 1% or 2% can make a huge difference in tennis between winning and losing with how small the margins can be. Because pretty much all these guys, down to the Istomin at ranked 117, all these guys can play.
Mm.
You know, so much of the difference of what makes it on any given day is the mental edge. And that's what most of the top guys have been so good at, and Djokovic has been flickering in and out of it in the last few months.
Have there been any other big surprises for you thus far? I saw another cracking game yesterday between Jelena Jankovic and Svetlana Kuznetsova that went to three sets. It was quite a physical, long 3.5 hour match as well.
Yeah, no, that was a great match for sure. The two of them are both, you know, veterans of the sport now. They've both been playing. They've both been, you know, ranked top two in the world about, you know, 8 or 9 years ago. And so it's good to see them have a good match. Jankovic has been playing much better this tournament than expected. Her ranking had fallen quite a bit, so hopefully she has a good year in front of her. And then, yeah, it's been a pretty solid tournament overall. The Djokovic loss was the only real stunner, I think, so far. Simona Halep was number four, lost first round. Had some sort of injury issues, and same with Radwanska, who's number three, lost second round. But those were not people who were really considered, you know, shortlist title contenders the way Djokovic was.
And we saw Ash Barty, the Australian player. She had her best ever result in a Grand Slam. She went to the third round and took a set from Bartel, the German, but was unsuccessful in winning that game. And I guess Stan Wawrinka has had a couple of really tough matches, especially his first round.
Yes, Stan has had some scares for sure. He played a very tight one against Martin Kleizon, who's a very tough player, one of the highest-ranked unseeded players in the draw. So it was a tough, tough match for Stan. He barely scraped through it. But on Barty, it's really great to see Barty back. Last year, as you may remember, Ash Barty was playing cricket. And
yes.
So she had stepped away from tennis and just found the grind of the tour too much for her, really. And that she seems to be back in on court playing well, playing possibly better than before, and in a good headspace as they get refreshing. So hopefully she's able to do the things in this sort of second go-round on tour to make it work and make it more sustainable and enjoyable for her.
And she looks
so it's good to see her back, and it's interesting. Yes, go ahead.
Looks to be enjoying her tennis as well, which is something that I think she sort of gave up, not gave up on a little bit, but there was a time where it looked too difficult. Mm.
Yeah, you can lose the joy in something for sure when it becomes more of just a grind or a job than a game. And Ash is somebody who's very, you see what she plays, she's a very sort of creative mind on court. She's got a lot of natural flair, a lot of natural feel for the game. And she's been able to let those come through pretty well. And it's interesting to see with Daria Gavrilova also in the tournament still, that at when Tomic lost yesterday, that there are two Aussie girls outlasting the guys, Aussie man left in the tournament, which is not something people probably expect in this sort of era when the guys have gotten so much
coverage.
So much more coverage and just thought that Kyrgios, especially, and Tomic are going to be, you know, the real deal and the next sort of great ones, and the girls are the ones left carrying the flag at the end.
And of course, we always put our hopes in Sam Stosur, and we miraculously undisappointed. She was obviously out in the first round. You mentioned Dasha Gavrilova. She is seeded 22 here. She's coming up against the 12th seed. I don't know much about Tini Bacinski.
Yeah.
What's she like?
Bacinski's a very cool girl. Off course, she's very smart, very cool. She actually, a bit like Barty, stepped away from tennis for a couple of years. Just it was something that her parents had forced her into, and she felt, you know, didn't have a love for the game, more felt burnt out by it. She went and worked at a hotel and like the kitchens for a couple years, and then decided to try it again and had this much better career in her second go round. And she's not a powerful player at all. She's just sort of, you know, junks the ball around. So it's going to be not a lot of hard hitting, because Dasha doesn't have a particularly high amount of power either. She's sort of a counterpuncher as well.
She's only a dot. So little.
She sort of eaves herself into the ball as hard as she can with all, you know, 50 kilograms of herself. So it's an interesting match. A lot of long rallies for sure. And I would like Dasha's chances, though, in this with the crowd behind her in that session. I think that she'll really feed off that pretty well.
Yes, and Joanna Konta, who we spoke about last week, she's Australian-born, lives in Great Britain and plays for Great Britain now. She's up against Caroline Wozniacki. I think that's going to be another cracking match, and we may even see Konta through to the quarters.
Yeah, for sure. Konta's the player to beat, or one of the players to beat for sure, certainly in that match. And if she was on the top half of the draw away from Serena, let's say, I think a lot of people will be talking about her as a favorite to make the final. And even still, I wouldn't rule it out. She's just looking very, very solid. She was very good in the second round against Naomi Osaka, who's a dangerous young player, and she won that match in relatively straightforward fashion. So I would expect her to have actually little trouble with Wozniacki today. Could be wrong, but I think that she's definitely the form player going into that one.
Now, Ben, it's Macca. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. I have to ask you about what's your view on Nick Kyrgios?
You said you wouldn't talk about
it. I know. I want to know Ben's view. Is he a brat or not?
He has his moments, I think it's fair to say. I'm sure he would acknowledge that, too. He's a complicated guy, for sure. I mean, like, Nick can make it hard for people to get behind him and support him, absolutely, because there's moments when he can be maddeningly, seemingly aloof and apathetic, but then also he produces this amazing tennis that, you know, makes everyone stand up and cheer, and it's conflicted and hard, and he's not even always, I'm sure, completely sure of where he wants to be in the world. I understand people, you know, having a hard time getting behind him and saying, looking at all that comes with him and saying, that's not for me. I don't like that, and that's fine. I do think though that he does get a bit of a raw deal when people say he doesn't care. I think you do have to care on some level to be as good as he is in the world.
Indeed.
And if he has, you know, some demons that are holding him back at times, That's just can be a bit human. But yeah, he's a complicated guy for sure. So opinions vary wildly, as I'm sure you know. As does mine. I mean, my opinion of it changes and change hourly.
Ben, we're about to run out of time. I've got a prediction for you that there's going to be a Zverev in the men's quarters, possibly the semis. And the bottom half of the draw with Djokovic out is just open this tournament up for Milos Raonic.
Yeah, I think I agree with both of those. I think that younger Zverev, Alexander Zverev, is playing Nadal today, and he can absolutely win that match.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely one to keep an eye on. That's probably the match of the day on the men's side.
And then I want to see the other Zverev take Murray out in the top end of the draw.
That I don't see happening, but it could be a good one.
Big surprises happen in tennis. Hey, mate,
We've seen that before.
We'll hope to see you in the studio next Saturday. You're going to come and play with us and talk about the finals that we'll be looking forward to next weekend.
That sounds great.
You'll do your level best. Good to talk to you, Ben.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Enjoy your day at the tennis. That's Ben Rothenberg. He's the tennis writer for the New York Times.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.